How about just a kind of note on Carolyn Vaughn, Carolyn, K-A-R-O-L-Y-N, last name B-A-U-G-H-N, birthday 2-13-48. Office visit 8223. Patient presents with possible urinary tract infection. States have been having dysuria for the past 3 days. Excuse me, past 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks, denies other symptoms, has history of occasional urinary tract infection, history of COPD, quit smoking about a year ago, still with dyspnea on exertion, has a history of high blood pressure, taking metoprolol and hydrochlorothiazide and other blood pressure pills she takes at night, starts with a D, she's not sure which it is. She's changing doctors from Dr. Schaefer to Dr. Stokes, upset with his office staff, gave her view of symptoms of dyspnea on exertion after walking 30, 40 feet, examination. You know, appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Next up, without masses, lungs, scattered bronchi, slightly decreased breath sound, heart, has a rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen with one plus super pubic tenderness without guarding, back, skin, extremities, neurological, all within normal limits. No CVA tenderness, impression, urinary tract infection, history of COPD and hypertension, patient given a prescription for amoxicillin, take for 10 days with presence of pyuria and ketonuria in urine. Biopsy continuing blood pressure pills and getting to see Dr. Stokes as soon as she can. She also needs to purchase a new blood pressure cup to monitor blood pressure at home. 166 over 80 here in the office. Also agreed to refill the medication starting with a D if she would call us with the name of it. For about a month, and to give her time to get in to see Dr. Stokes. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.